are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
It's been 2 weeks since we've been off, but as we know, we needed a break, and we were kind of busy. It was personal between me and Chuck. We had to do some personal things behind the scenes. But now we're back, motherfuckers. This is Christian Family Values. We're not fucking PG. To get the show on the road, let me introduce my co-host, as always, my parents, Big Mama, and the Joker.
Thank you.
All right. So a lot of interesting things have been going on this past 2 weeks. SummerSlam is around the corner. Summer Scam, the biggest fraud of the summer. From a good YouTuber called JD from New York said, quoted best himself, Summer Scam, the biggest fraud of the summer. And it is a biggest fraud. Because right now these matches are gonna be fucking awful. We all know that. Like, I wouldn't give two shits about SummerSlam, but we have to watch it because we have a prediction on that show. But nonetheless, we're not talking about Summer Scam. We're talking about Raw Reunion and Extreme Rules 2019 review. Now let's do Raw Reunion first. All right.
Okay.
This past week, Raw held a reunion show for all the legends who were in Raw, who showed up in Raw, who participated in Raw, who made appearances in Raw episodes or segments. And some were good, some were bad, and mostly were fucking awful. Let's start off with the bad, the crowd. The crowd couldn't give two shits about some of the legends, like Ted DiBiase, a guy, you know, the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase, did not get no fucking crowd reaction whatsoever. But then a Spanish ring announcer, Lillian Garcia, gets a pop. Christian, who suddenly retired, didn't get a pop, but the Spanish ring announcer gets a pop. It was a shit show. I didn't like it one bit. I don't give a fuck about nostalgia no more. These people aren't wrestling no more, so why the fuck should I care? And the only best thing that happened on the night was fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that was towards the end. So we wasted 3 hours just to see Stone Cold. Great. And I'm sorry, but every time I see Ric Flair, I get sad because he had a bag in his pants. I don't know what it was called. Mom, what was the bag called in his pants?
Well, we can say for sure, Chris. I mean, we don't know that for a fact.
But
I don't want to say it.
On the side of it. Just say it. We saw it bulge under his pants.
In a colostomy bag, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's sad because
that's what we believe is in his pants. Because as you know, Ric Flair recently had a blood clot incident, and he just got cleared from the hospital, but I don't think it's a good idea for him to show up in events.
I honestly think he still looks very weak and sick, but you have to give Ric Flair all the props because this man came out no matter how he felt, how stupid a show was. But he showed up. He's very loyal. He's very, and that's the sad part. When he came out, he didn't get the reception that he truly deserved. You know, that was the sad part for me.
He did. He got cheered.
Well, it did and didn't. I mean, I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't see that. What you saw, I didn't see.
The only legend Joker that didn't show up was The Rock. What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know. I mean, The Rock is being busy doing the Rock is being busy with other things, but
There's no excuse. John Cena showed up and he's busy with movies. What's Rock's excuse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rock's excuse is he's taking it easy doing other things.
No.
Rock's a cocksucker at this point.
The guy is a fucking egomaniac. His movies, let me tell you something right now. His movies lately have been pure fucking garbage. None of his movies have been fucking good.
Which is true.
And he knows it. And he's been shit. He's been shit ever since what? Fast and the Furious what? When did his movies start going downhill? Since Skyscraper.
Oh, yeah. Don't remind me about that movie. That movie sucked big time.
Well, right now, the Fast and the Furious 9 is going to be, John Cena is going to be in it. And then also probably The Rock. I mean, it's going to bomb.
It's going to bomb.
What else has happened? Seth Rollins is an egomaniac now. Talking shit about interviews, saying that, you know, WWE is the best wrestling company in the world, and that Seth Rollins himself claimed that he's the best wrestler in the world. Grow the fuck up, dude.
Really?
You got Triple H's head up your fucking ass.
Well, do you know what I think about that, Chris? Is that him, Seth, and Becky think they're the power couple now. They want to imitate Triple H and what's her name? Stephanie. And I don't think they're going to go to that level. Up to that level. I'm sorry. They think they are. Maybe at the moment they are, but they're not going to go that far as the power couple. What do you think?
Well, enough about that. I think it's pure garbage. I don't care about either of those bastards. I think they're idiots. I think everybody's a fucking failure in WWE anyway. I think everybody's a miserable, miserable, failing cunt.
Every single person.
I agree. I agree with you, Christian. I mean, the man is a good wrestler, don't get me wrong, but now that he lost the belt and he's a miserable asswipe, and then he got Becky on his side cheering him up. Now, neither or are in that level, like Big Mama said. But then again, hey, if you cannot take the heat out in the kitchen, get out.
That's true. That's true. I don't think, like I said, these wrestlers are not wrestling to their full potential because they figure, oh, some other wrestling company out there, which you know who I'm talking and referring to, they think that they're going to be recruited from them. But if you don't show, I mean, any, they're not showing any effort on that
effort.
Part. They're like, effort, right?
Effort.
Yeah.
F them.
Well, let's get on with the review of Extreme Rules 2019. A boring pay-per-view. Some call this a good pay-per-view. I do not fucking care. There was nothing extreme about it except for one thing that happened that got me mad. But we'll talk about it towards the end. Let's go on to the matches. The Cruiserweight Championship, Drew Gulak versus Tony Nese, a kickoff. Drew Gulak wins. There's no reason to talk about this match because it was any other cruiserweight fucking match. All the same shit. Drew Gulak retains, and nothing really special happened. So Tony Nese is back to being a nobody now. Unless,
oh my
and then now people are gonna forget he was a champion because he's back to being a nobody. Big Mama,
wow.
What's your reaction? What's your response?
I think you're right. I mean, to me, it's a waste of a slot of time of the special show with people who really, I don't give a shit about cruiserweight or lightweight or heavy. No, I don't care about that. I want people that I know and like wrestling. I don't bother with that too much, Chris. You know me. I get bored quickly. Boring. It was, like, just bored.
All right, what's the Joker's response?
Well, like I said before, if you don't give excitement to a match and you just being there just to wrestle, it doesn't make no sense. Get out. You don't want to give me excitement.
Right.
I need some excitement in that ring. Give me something that I could cheer. If you can do that, get the heck out of there. You know? Go under your mama's skirt. Let her be your mama. Not me.
Oh,
I want some excitement in the ring.
Hey, let me clarify that. Not Big Mama's skirt, right?
Not Big Mama's skirt. Her mama's skirt.
Their mama's skirt.
Yeah, let him go back to where he came from.
Oh, okay. Good. You had me scared there for a minute.
Well, up next is the IC Championship between Shinsuke Nakamura and Finn Balor. Shinsuke is our new IC Champion. This was a know-nothing match. Shinsuke is our new Intercontinental Champion. Finn Balor is planning on taking 2 months off of WWE. And Shinsuke is just going to do the same thing he did with the U.S. title, and that means not show up in fucking TV at all. So this was all.
See, I like him. Shinsuke, I like him.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. That's my opinion. And I like him. And I think
I'm glad you like him, but the fact of the matter is he's fucking dead.
Well, because maybe he's being mismanaged. If he has the right management, the right representation, let's say, then,
but that's also his fault. Because he doesn't translate well in WWE.
I think I pretty much understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to go in, do his job, and then get out. And I think he's done that so far for me, personally.
Me.
You know?
All right, so tell me, what's Shinsuke's character?
He's really, like, Shinsuke, okay, this is how I see him. He's like those old spirit, invading your body, and he's acting out whatever is inside. Yes, that's what I see.
Mama, that's not his character. I see nothing because he has no character. You don't
it's
know
like
what
mysterious.
He is. That's the problem. You don't know what he is.
Okay,
Nobody knows, but
you're asking my opinion, and I'm telling you, what he translates to me, what he shows me is like that old, there's a movie like that where they get in you, and then you're like possessed. That's how I see him. Possessed. Evil. And
What does Joker feel?
Christian, this is what I feel. I mean, back in the days, when there was a wrestler that he had no charisma, no character, he didn't know how to speak, he didn't know how to do nothing, he was totally lost, they used to get a management, get somebody to manage their career, bring them inside the ring, and they would get more popularity. If you notice now, you don't have that in WWE anymore. Back in the days when Hulk Hogan was there, when especially The Undertaker, he had management and he had somebody, a sidekick in his side to do the things. That was good wrestling back then.
I agree. I agree 100%. You know?
Well, who cares? Shinsuke's fucking dead. All right. Now on to the main pay-per-view show. Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler. This was a nothing match. This was a few seconds. It only lasted like 12 seconds. Kevin Owens wins, and that's it. There's nothing really to talk about. This was awesome.
I don't like him. He's not a good wrestler, Kevin. KO. KO is not
mean?
A good wrestler.
All but Dolph's a gem, isn't he?
Well, no, not either him either. I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but he's not any better either.
Dolph's a fucking
loser. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know why Dolph is even still in the company. Like, he serves no purpose. Like, he serves actual no purpose. Like, he's a loser. Like, he'll always be a loser. And when he randomly does win a world title, nobody's going to care. Because at this point, you're a fucking loser. Nobody's going to give a fuck. He actually does win a world title. The guy has no stock whatsoever in him. The guy has no momentum. And now he's going to face, probably he's going to face either Miz at SummerSlam or Shawn Michaels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
He is going to be beaten down if Shawn Michaels get a hold of him.
But what if he wins? Like, if he beats Shawn, where does that go? What does that do for him? Nothing. He's not going to get another title shot.
I don't think he's going to win. I think they're putting these two dumb, KO and Ziggler, together because they're two dumbasses. And they don't know what to do with each other. So they figure, let's see if these two donkeys can fight in the ring. You know?
Kevin Owens is feuding with Shane McMahon now.
Who else is not feuding with Shane? Oh, my God, this is irritating and annoying. Why?
He's very annoying. I mean, like, he thinks he's the best of the best, and believe it or not, I don't see nothing in Owens being so good as a wrestler. And then Owens, his character, really sucks. There's nothing there in him that could say that he's going to be top of the line anytime. I mean, like, he should have stayed where he belongs, because as well, at this moment, he's not given nothing in wrestling world.
I agree 100%. Joker.
He's boring. He really is boring. The man is boring.
The man is boring, and there's no storyline for him. It's just nonsense. They're trying hard to make it this time.
I just said Kevin's facing Shane. That's the story.
Well, that's a boring story. Who else is not feuding with Shane, Chris? I mean, that's been done already. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now?
There's nothing we can do about it.
Who's the last person that I know of? It was Miz. And after that, it was whoever
Roman.
Roman. Every week somebody's feuding with him, and it's getting tiring. It's just not entertaining. Oh, they're picking him on the Shane. Oh, poor Shane. Oh, he's the, you know, he's being bullied. So he's being picked by half of the WWE staff. Oh, my God. When are they going to change that? I don't like it. I'm done with that. Done.
Well, I agree with that, Big Mama, because he really sucks.
Mm-hmm. It's,
well, the next match.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm mad.
No, continue, Ma. Continue.
No, I'm mad because this guy wants to still be part of WWE. He owns part of it. Why you have just stay behind the scenes? And he wants to be in front of the scenes, and it's like, I'm pissed off because it's the same bullshit with him. Oh, he's feuding with so-and-so. Oh, next week is with this one. Ah, that's tiring. No. Move on. Back. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to know the next person you're feuding with. It doesn't make sense.
You well, should make it a surprise fight.
Yeah. Well, The next match is Aleister Black versus Cesaro. This was a good match, but again, this was nothing because there's not going to be a continuing feud for it. Aleister Black wins his first singles match in the main roster. It was a good match.
It was about time for him. And that's it? That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it was, just a good match. I'm not going to praise it that well. I mean, it was just a good match.
Okay, well, I agree with you. And
There's none to say anything else. I mean, like, there's no payoff for it or anything. In fact, Aleister wasn't even here this week on Tuesday, so it was all for nothing.
Yeah,
wow.
But that doesn't mean that. Well, you gotta give it a chance. Let's see if they'll use him more after this. You just gotta give
no,
it.
No, they won't. No, they
she's
won't.
A good wrestler.
Because they don't.
I
have,
like this character.
No, they won't. No, they won't. Because they don't have
How
any
do you
idea
know that?
For him. They have no idea for him. Why do you think it took him so long to have a fucking match on the main roster? And now that he had a match, now he's back to square one. He wasn't even here this week on Tuesday.
Wow. Well, that's sad.
He wasn't even on the main event. Which,
well,
by the
right
way,
there,
fucking...
Right there, it goes to show you the management, like I said, the management sucks. Right now, they're not being managed. And whoever thought about what was going to be done, here the man is not there. Why? Because he's not managed. And if they don't take care of that, there are going to be a lot of wrestlers that are going to be walking.
Yeah, that's right.
So there was a live event where it had a lot of repeat matches, terrible matches. Baron Corbin versus Seth Rollins. I don't know how it's possible, but Baron Corbin has gotten way fucking worse than he ever has been in his whole career. I don't know why. He's so slower now, and he's so shitter than before. It's unreal.
Maybe he's disappointed the way his career has been.
It's a phenomenon.
A phenomenon?
How shitty he's gotten worse. It's a phenomenon.
I agree. He's just maybe disappointed.
Me personally, I don't like the guy. You know?
Yeah,
I really don't like the way he wrestles. I really don't like the way he acts. I really don't care too much about the wrestler. If he leaves WWE, guess what? I will not miss him. Because he does not give nothing in the WWE wrestling world.
I would have missed him and Finn Balor. Oh, I can't stand that guy. I can't. He thinks he's all grand. So if them two leave, Bye-bye. So long. See ya. Don't want to be ya.
Well, the next match is a Triple Threat SmackDown Tag Team title match between The New Day, Daniel Bryan and Rowan, and Heavy Machinery. The New Day won because they needed a triple champion stable for The New Day with Kofi. And this was a decent match, but let's be real, nobody wanted the fucking New Day to win the tag titles. People are getting sick and tired of The New Day winning these fucking tag belts. Just like people are getting sick and tired of the Usos trying to get fucking tag team championship opportunities. This was
damn
shit. Now Daniel Bryan has nothing to do. Now Daniel Bryan didn't show up 2 weeks. 2 weeks straight,
Daniel,
he didn't show up.
Chris, Daniel Bryan is planting a tree. Leave him alone. He's Earth. What is it that I'm trying to say? He loves Earth.
No,
he loves
it's fucked
Earth.
No, it's fucked up.
He's planting a tree. Leave him alone.
He's the only guy that's trying to do wrestling. He's the only guy that's actually trying to be serious. He was the only entertaining thing on SmackDown, and now he's fucking gone. Now they have nothing for him.
His passion is planting trees. Chris, leave him alone.
You know what the real problem is? Fucking him being with Rowan. Because that fucker always drags people down. This motherfucker has been history of always dragging people down in every fucking tag team partnership. Look what he did to Luke Harper. Now look where Luke Harper is. He's nowhere to be seen, and he can't be booked. He wants to leave WWE. Look at this shit. Now he's dragging Daniel down. He was the worst member of the Wyatt family because he sucks. The guy is fucking awful. He's a shit wrestler. He has no character. Why is this fucker Stone Boy? Why is this fucker getting more TV time than Luke Harper did? Why? The guy has no fucking character, and he's fucking awful.
Because that's management.
It's not mismanagement. It's called fucking favoritism. It's bullshit. Rowan fucking sucks. There's no Rowan fans. You don't see fans putting on fucking posters and fucking billboards carrying an Eric Rowan t-shirt or wearing the stupid bum's fucking merchandise. Because this guy's a fucking bum. Fire him already. Get rid of him.
Well,
get rid of the fucking bum.
Hey. You want to stick Toby after him? I will.
No, get rid of the bum. Get rid of the
bum.
Well,
I agree with Big Mama. I agree with Big Mama. The man is growing trees, and I got a funny feeling he's smoking them too. So that's why, like, he's really
stuck.
Yes.
I've never thought about that, but you might be right, Joker, because he comes out laid back and like
all lazy looking, and then his eyes all—I don't know what he's looking at. I mean, like, really?
That's a bum. That fucking time they try to turn him face. And fucking have him big red and shit and have him be a fucking genius was fucking awful. He's fucking awful. The guy's a fucking bum. Get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
Next match. Let's not go to the next match yet. I want to talk about the fact that New Day is our fucking tag champs. Why?
I don't know how that happened because... That's retarded. I mean, sorry for saying that.
First of all, people were going nuts for the Heavy Machinery. Why the fuck did you not give them the fucking tag title? People were cheering for these fucks. Again, WWE always fucking does this, but they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Now we're giving back the fucking New Day, which, to be fucking real with you, should be broken up by now, all right?
The new they had was formed around 2013. It's fucking 6 years later, and this fucking group is still together. Why? Why? This group's not funny no more. And the fact is, Kofi Kingston is getting lukewarm reactions because he's a fucking boring champion.
I was so happy when he won. And why all of a sudden now he's acting like, I don't know, like I think it's because it's been a long time coming for him to become a champion.
I don't care. Maybe there's a reason why it was a long time coming, because he fucking sucks. He's boring.
But listen,
the ratings. The numbers do not fucking lie. The ratings go down every time he's on television. In fact, every segment he's on, he gets the lowest number because he's the most boring world champion. He's killing the ratings.
Okay, Chris.
I agree with Christian, Big Mama. You're trying to defend that man, but I agree with Christian.
No, really. What do you think of him, Joker? I mean, I'll give my opinion after you do.
Well, let's put it this way. The man had already the title for a long time, and he's doing stupid matches.
Matches that aren't even worth championship matches.
Yes.
I agree with you guys.
Who the fuck is he face? Kevin Owens, fucking Dolph Ziggler, and fucking Samoa Joe? That's all he's faced since winning the stupid belt.
But
don't take my word for it.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys, but what I'm seeing is that he does not know how to handle too much fame. There's people who could handle it, and he's one that he can't handle fame. So he's really coming across like a boring
if he can't handle it, get out of the kitchen.
Okay.
You can take the heat, get out.
He was never meant for this position. He got lucky. This was not fucking future planned. This was never future planned. He got lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky because he was doing a lot of pancakes.
Mustafa got injured. And Kofi took his spot. That's why.
Let me. Something else gets me so mad and burning inside. Why are you throwing pancakes out and wasting them like that, and knowing that the whole world is suffering from hunger?
They're not real pancakes. They're not real.
Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. I thought they were real because I was about to curse them out.
They're the terrible cardboard pancakes for school lunches.
The thing is, you know, it's a shame. They're throwing pancakes out when there's you could ask some I'm sorry, I lost his name right now. The one that we were talking about planning.
This Saturday, they're having Smackville, a fucking live event WWE Network show, and Kofi's facing the same two people, Dolph Ziggler and Samoa Joe, in a triple threat match for the WWE Championship for no fucking reason whatsoever. We're giving two losers. He's giving two losers who hasn't won a single match another chance at the WWE title. What the fuck? This is getting absurd now. Who hasn't done anything?
In fact,
the losers get more opportunities than the fucking winners. How ass backwards is that, right?
Hey, you're right.
This company's gone fucking stupid. The losers get more opportunities than the fucking winners. Fucking
I think
idiot.
You're right.
Every single one of them.
I think you're right.
This fucking company is fucking stupid.
I think you're right. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, King. Calm down.
I'm a fucking loser. Logan Alexa Bliss, two weeks ago, that fucking horrific fucking Fatal Woman elimination match. That was fucking awful. And She lost that match. She lost at the pay-per-view the night before, and she already is into a fucking chance to get another title shot. What the fuck?
What's wrong with her is that she hasn't been in circulation. Calm down, King. Calm down. Calm down,
King. I don't care. I don't care because I know ministers. I don't even think ministers even a fan of her no more because I think he's starting to see what I'm starting to see. Well, I've been starting to see that she's a no-talentless bitch, all right? She's a fake-ass bitch. She can't wrestle worth a damn. Her character is the same boring shit, and she's getting exposed week after week. And it's good for her. She goes on Twitter saying we're disrespectful. Bitch, you're not entertaining people. You're boring as fuck. You can't fucking wrestle worth out of a fucking paper bag.
I like that. But you know what? You're right. She's boring. She's not entertaining. And well,
I disagreed about that now. No. I disagreed about that. Because guess what? Listen now. If she's not good for wrestling, at least she could do a coffee commercial. Okay? She loves coffee. She loves coffee.
Hey,
she could do the Colombian coffee commercial. She got a good chance. Not as a wrestler, but a...
Whatever, let's talk about her match since we're talking about this useless cunt. Alexa Bliss and fucking Nikki Cross versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. That's right, you fucking heard me. A fucking handicap match. Two Raw superstars against a SmackDown superstar for their SmackDown Championship. Of course that fake ass bitch Bayley won. But it was a fucking awful match. Nothing to write home about. Fucking awful as usual. I swear to God, every fucking match Bayley and Alexa Bliss is on is worst matches every fucking time. These bitches are horrible with each other.
I'm going to put you out there. So, Chris, I remember a day that you used to love Bayley. And I used to question,
I don't love her no more.
I said,
I don't
why?
Like her
what
no
did
more.
You see?
I don't like her no more.
Chris, I used
I
to say, what
I
did you
like
see
no
in
more.
That girl? Okay.
I loved her ass. That's it. I loved her ass. That's it.
That's
it. That was it. There's nothing about her that I like. She has no rest. She botches every fucking move she does. She's a fucking awful wrestler. She's boring on the mic. She's horrible on the mic.
She wears too much makeup.
She and Alexa have one of the worst matches every time. They're as bad as fucking Ruby Riott and Natalya. That's how bad they fucking are. It's fucking awful. It was horrible. Like, there's nothing extreme about it. Pay-per-view screams extreme rules. Have you noticed that there hasn't been actually anything extreme about extreme rules since the beginning of this fucking pay-per-view? Nothing extreme? So why the fuck?
No.
It's called extreme rules. Why? Because of one match that has extreme rules? It's fucking awful.
It's true what you're saying, Chris. It's true. I agree with you 100%. If you're going to title it extreme, then you better bring it on. You better bring it on. Because it's just, you know, they're, like you said, they're backwards. They're doing things backwards. They're rewarding these people.
What happens to these weapon matches or something? What happens to creativity? There's none.
I know.
This fucking awful fucking match. Zero stars. The worst match ever. I hated it. Awful. I couldn't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Christian.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, and I'm a
no
woman.
No fire whatsoever. Now that she got the belt, she got him.
That's true. Very true. She don't know what to do with her fame. Also, that's another one. A female counterpart of Kofi. They don't know how to act. Like when they get to the level. It's just
she's
not
exactly.
A child.
I always say just like back in the day.
She's not gonna win the title ever again. Once she loses that fucking title, she's gonna be done. Because this bitch has also bring down the ratings, but she's so fucking boring. I hope Bayley loses the title at SummerSlam. I really do. I don't care who wins it at this point. But that bitch should not be fucking champion whatsoever.
I agree.
Fucker.
Agree.
Yeah. I agree on that one too.
Next match, a repeat match. The same tag team fuckboys. The Revival versus the fucking Usos for the Raw Tag Team Champions. Of course, the fuckboy Revival retains, but who honestly gives a fuck? Because I've seen this fucking match every fucking Monday. I honestly don't give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck. How many times are we going to see these two teams fucking wrestle and six-man tags or regular tags or singles matches? I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't care.
I agree.
I don't care about the fucking Revival. When I care about the Revival is when they leave WWE. That's when I will care. When they
They're not going to be leaving anytime soon. So,
they will.
Not.
I hope.
They will?
I remember Double L, right? An old podcaster who used to be on Monday Night Fallout saying that these two are great. You know, these two are like Arn Anderson's and the Anderson brothers. I'm sorry, bro, but, you know, everybody has to be wrong, and you were wrong. These two have done nothing since going to the WWE. They've been fucking dropped. They have been boring. They have no fucking character. They wrestle
no
the same fucking clowns. They wrestle the same fucking people every fucking week. Fuck out of here. Fuck them.
No,
fuck the Revival, yeah?
No personality whatsoever either. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Awful.
Revival. Get the fuck out.
I agree with that. Same tag team wrestling always. The Uso Brothers Revival. I mean, they have to change that up. It's getting sickening seeing these two tag team champions at it. Give them something different to fight about.
Also, why the fuck are they called the Revival in the first place? What the fuck does that even mean? Does that mean they're here to revive the tag team? No. Does that mean they're here to revive the tag team division? They haven't revived shit. Because the tag team division is fucking dead.
You're right about that. You're right about that. There's nothing... why are you named for something like that? You should be named... let's see. The Stupid Boys.
Chicken Shit.
The Bulldog Boys.
Chicken Shit.
The Chicken Shit
the
Boys.
Chicken Shit.
Anything like that, but it's a Revival. I agree with you, son. I do.
All right.
Bulldog
the
Boys.
Next match.
the next boring match. Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley in the last man standing match. Oh, boy. That's going to sell tickets. That's going to put asses to the seats. Watching two boring grown men fucking wrestle, trying to be like fucking cruiserweight. I'm seeing fucking Braun Strowman trying to do fucking cruiserweight moves and shit. Wow, what good technical wrestling. Get the fuck out of here. This is fucking garbage.
I don't think
you know it. This is fucking awful.
Chris, if Braun hasn't gotten it by now, he's not going to get it ever. Because he
doesn't.
Yeah, he's never gonna get it.
No, he's not.
To me, this sounds like a bad case of diarrhea. Both of them are shit.
They're the fucking runs, and Bobby Lashley looks like a big piece of diarrhea in real life.
When is he gonna?
Bad case of diarrhea.
When is Lashley going to retire?
He's going to SummerSlam to go back to MMA. Lashley's leaving after SummerSlam to go back to MMA. That's what they're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish him luck. And, you know, maybe he does better than wrestling, you know?
Yeah, well, I couldn't give two fucks. Really?
If he hasn't gotten it by now, you're not going to get it anytime.
Yeah. Next match. Or does Joker have anything to say about it more, about Bobby Lashley versus Braun Strowman?
No, I feel the same way. They're a piece of shit. I mean,
all right.
It's the same concept every day. And like I said before, they're a bad case of diarrhea. Because I tell you, every time I see them, I have to run. Every time I see them, I have to run.
All right. Next match, Ricochet versus AJ Styles for the United States Championship match. Best match of the night. But the fact that Ricochet only held the title for 2 weeks straight is a fucking disgrace. And AJ Styles is our U.S. champion. I did not fucking like that. Why the fuck would you give Ricochet the belt for only 2 weeks just to him losing it to fucking AJ Styles the next pay-per-view? You know how bad that makes Ricochet look? And I don't care if Ricochet gets a little momentum and beating up the fucking club. The fact that he's getting his ass beat every single week makes him look like a bitch.
And yeah, and that's true, because Ricochet is one of the best athletes I have seen thus far, and he knows how to work the ring very well. And why is he losing all the time? This is a very good wrestler and athlete. Why are they not using him to his full potential? I hate that. And I like him as a wrestler. He knows what he's doing. Let's just put it that way. He knows what he's doing. And I don't get it. I just don't get that.
Because they're stupid, my big mama. They're stupid. They don't know what they're doing. When they got something good in their hands, they don't know how to use it. And when they leave, they're going to go, I had them. Well, guess what? You lost them. So, you know, in a way, you're right. Ricochet works that ring very well. He's a good athlete, and he's a good wrestler. And I have a funny feeling the reason why they gave him the belt was for him not to go nowhere for the meantime. That's what they did.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, Joker. Very good point. Because they know what they got there, but they don't know how to use what they got right there. He is, to me, he is a wrestler. A wrestler, a true wrestler, and a true athlete. And then he works the arena good. I mean, he's very entertaining. But...
All right. Now we're going to the final three matches. Undertaker and Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. Who gives a fuck? This was an awful match. Undertaker and Roman Reigns wins. Who honestly gives a fuck? Who cares?
Undertaker, at least he redeemed himself from the last match he did, which I'm happy for it, because I don't want Undertaker to go down in history as a loser and like that mess that he was in. I'm glad he had an opportunity. Let's just put it that way. I'm glad. I'm happy.
All right.
I agree with Big Mama. I mean, like, the last time Undertaker was fighting, I mean, he looked like a total blitz. Like, he didn't know what happened, and, I mean, Goldberg disappeared on him and all that. So, he definitely had to redeem himself. So, I agree with Big Mama.
All right, the final two matches. Kofi Kingston versus Samoa Joe. Terrible match. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston retains. Yada, yada, yada. Who gives a fuck about Samoa Joe at this point now? What's your response, Big Mama?
Samoa Joe is looking like a chump because he was so tough. And so he's looking like a chump lately. What is wrong with you? I mean,
I think he's going to quit.
And go where? He's not going to go anywhere because he's old. I mean, not old, but they're not going to recruit him.
Yeah, he's going to go back to Hawaii. He's going to go back to Hawaii and eat coconuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then more power to him because I don't think nobody's going to recruit him because of age and all that. And Kofi, if he does not realize what he has in his hands, which is the championship, why are you not acting like a champion? That's what I say about Kofi.
All right.
Well, Kofi was smart. He will stay with that belt for a little bit longer and get a real title match.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right. Now it's time for the main event and the last match of the review. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans and Baron Corbin. Of course, the fucking It Couple wins the match. But the fucked up result is Brock Lesnar cashing in and winning the Universal Championship. We're right back where we fucking started. We're back to square fucking one.
Yeah, it's not good. It's the same bullshit, like you say, Chris. And when is it going to change? When is it going to, the
Never.
Magic happen? When is
Never.
The magic coming back? When?
Never.
You never say never because
never.
There's always a possibility.
Never. I'm saying never.
Well,
it's
going to change. It's going to change when the Joker gets in the ring.
Yeah. And Big Mama.
Yes.
Well, I think this show was a success. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for our Extreme Rules review. And that is it for Christian's Family Values. I'd like to thank my parents, as always, for joining me every Thursday. Say goodnight to the lovely audience, Mom.
Good night, asswipes. I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Big Mama out.
All right. One of you, Joker. What about you, Big Joker?
Well, guess what? Good night, Ben Gay. And I don't see you. I'll be seeing you Thursday again. And remember, thank you for being out there for WWE, not championship. But guess what? We'll be seeing you.
it for Christian's Family Values, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you this Saturday for Radio Renegade, for me as the host, Christian Favilli, and Minister of Sinister. And until then, have a good weekend, have a good night, and we'll see you there. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.